I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Multiple outlets, including the Star Tribune, have identified the ICE agent involved in the deadly shooting as Jonathan Ross. Federal officials describe Ross as an experienced officer. So the name of, obviously, Renee Good came out last night. She's the 37-year-old who was in the vehicle, who was shot and is dead. Now, the agent who fired the shots has been identified as Jonathan Ross. One of the biggest stories today involving the shooting and the death of Renee Good is the decision, and I'll just read the quote here. The FBI informed the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension that the U.S. Attorney's Office had reversed course and the investigation would now be led solely by the FBI, the state's top investigative agency stated. Well, let's bring in a man who not once, but twice, led the U.S. Attorney's Office. Tom Heffelfinger on this show many times. Always great insight from Tom. Tom, on an extraordinarily busy 24 hours, thank you so much for your time. What is your reaction to this quote, which I'm going to give again so our audience gets it? I know you're aware. The FBI informed the BCA that the U.S. Attorney's Office had reversed course and the investigation would now solely be led by the FBI. What is your reaction to that?
I'm extraordinarily disappointed. I think this decision ultimately guarantees that there cannot be a fair and complete investigation of this shooting. As long as it's being conducted solely by the FBI, which takes direction from the president and from the Secretary of Homeland Security, both of whom have already expressed their opinion that this was a self-defense shooting, how does one then turn around and conduct a thorough investigation, which would involve a lot more than issues related to self-defense?
Yeah, I'll take it even further, Tom, and I think your words are very important for people to hear. This is the former U.S. attorney for this state two separate times. By the way, appointed by a Republican both times, if you're going to come at me in any way. And it shouldn't matter because he's highly, highly praised by the legal community and has been for decades. When Tom Heffelfinger is saying extraordinarily disappointing and questioning the independence, the vice president, Tom, just held a press conference for about 30 minutes where he was defending the ICE agent also. I don't fault a soul for having an opinion about this. Listen, I'm a talk show host. I talk to smart people like you to help form my opinion. But it's one thing for us to opine as opposed to allow an independent, bipartisan group. People feel that way mainly, although we just had Chris Maddow on, and he questioned how independent the BCA was in the Ryan Londrigan case. And Chris, as you know, is a highly praised attorney also. But to divorce the BCA from this investigation sure looks to me like the president or people close to the president know what the president wants, and we're just going to run it in-house and not allow the state where it took place to have any role whatsoever.
You're being polite. I'll be less than polite.
Good.
This is a disgusting decision. It is a decision that makes me really upset. First of all, you got to recognize that yesterday, middle of the day, a decision was already made by the U.S. attorney and the FBI to work with the BCA in conducting this investigation. It was only later in the day that the United States attorney, Dan Rosen, he's the guy appointed by Trump. He's the guy who has the position that Andy Luger and I used to have.
Yep.
And he is the one who apparently directed the FBI not to work with the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension. That means that what happened between the middle of the day and late in the afternoon is that somebody in Washington, D.C., either in the White House, the Justice Department, Homeland Security, told Mr. Rosen, get the state agents out of your investigation. And it's not just state agents. You got to recognize that the BCA had assigned to this case what's called a force investigation unit. This is a unit that was developed by Minnesota legislature in 2020 to investigate police shooting cases in order to get them conducted thoroughly, safely, and transparently. Well, they took the best people that the state of Minnesota has at the state or federal level, and they got them out of the investigation. Now, how in the name of heaven do you now conduct a thorough and safe and fair investigation when you basically put all of this in the hands of the Trump administration?
Well, I'll be less polite here. Donald Trump doesn't want an independent investigation. He does not want it. He doesn't want anything to jeopardize his ICE mission by his prime minister, Stephen Miller. They don't want any disruption. Let's also be not polite. The president, in his comments at Truth Social, clearly were a lie yesterday. Kristi Noem's comments when she offered up her initial statements, clearly a lie. She's lying about the weather. He's lying about what happened. If anybody is objective who wants the pursuit of truth, and they think after the comments by the president, vice president, Department of Homeland Security, and then telling Dan Rosen what to do, you believe Santa Claus on January 8th is coming to your house tonight?
Well, I think you can talk to me all you want, and you know where my opinion is because I've just given it to you.
Yep.
But I would urge you to contact Dan and see if Dan will come on the show and talk to you about it.
Okay, we'll make that.
And we'll explain to you why he made the decision and who influenced that decision.
Okay, let me ask you this, because like you, Andy Luger is on this show frequently. And the last time we had Andy on, I asked him about Dan Rosen. And he said, look, our politics is different, but I think he's a very good attorney. How about you? What is your opinion of Dan Rosen as an attorney and as someone, whether he is up for this position?
I have never dealt with him, so I can't answer your question.
Okay.
Other than what I see publicly like this. So I'm not going to give a decision or an answer to your question. I think, however, that the real issue here is, I can't get past the loss that Ms. Good's family has faced here. Yep. She's entitled, and her family is entitled to a fair answer as to what happened. And when we see the videos are self-explanatory, There isn't a person in the state of Minnesota who hasn't seen those videos by now, and there isn't a person in the state of Minnesota who doesn't now have an opinion as to truly what happened yesterday. And we will never have an investigation that gets to the bottom of that with only federal investigators answering to Kristi Noem or the president the head of the FBI, for that matter.
And let's be honest, too. The president of the United States, by the way, let me just remind people, this is Tom Heffelfinger, two-time U.S. attorney for the state of Minnesota, just tremendous credibility, calling this decision to force the ICE, to force the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension here in Minnesota out of any investigation. This is a disgusting decision. That's what Tom just told us minutes ago. Let's also point out this, too. The president directs the Attorney General, Pam Bondi, what to do. We how many times have we seen this, Tom, where any premise, and I get there are Republicans out there saying, now, wait a second, what about Eric Holder and Barack Obama? Or what about Joe Biden and Merrick Garland? Okay, and people are allowed to have their opinion. But Donald Trump doesn't even do it behind the scenes, Tom. He offers it up on Truth Social, and the next day something happens. He just believes the Department of Justice is his own law firm.
There's good evidence that what you said is true. But I'm going to tell you, on this case alone, which is the one that I'm worried about right now, there is the President of the United States yesterday afternoon expressed a personal opinion as to what happened at 34th in Portland. And he's now appointing, and that decision, quite frankly, that statement that he made was contrary to what everybody saw with their own two eyes. I am concerned, and that's how we started this, and it's probably the bottom line for what I can say today is,
right,
I'm concerned that we cannot get a fair, transparent, open, and effective investigation done solely with federal law enforcement authorities involved.
Let me just get to two last points, and I'll let you go. When you, a man who has been involved in thousands of cases, when you consume the multiple videos you saw yesterday about what took place, what is your personal reaction?
Well, the videos make it quite clear what happened. I'll let other people put words to it. But what I saw yesterday was a woman who presented no threat to the agents on the street and who was shot because she didn't get out of her car.
For folks who say, who are different from you and say, Tom, this is a federal agent, this is a federal case, and the federal government should handle it, what do you say to them?
That's not been the standard for how things get investigated in the state of Minnesota, either under my tour of duty or any other United States attorney that reported before me or after me. The absolute way in which we have investigations of major cases that are both state and federal in nature, including fraud cases, but also violent crime cases, it's you do it by task force. This case, I was very comfortable with what the plan was yesterday afternoon early, when it was going to be conducted by the FBI and the BCA, and that was going to work well, because that would ensure that there would be competent people, that it was not political, that it was not being driven by people who were not at the scene, it would be driven by the facts. Now I can't say that.
Great as always, sir. I appreciate the direct answers. Enjoy your day, and we'll reach out soon.
Sounds good. Bye.
All right. So much for not discussing this first segment and playing the Nico Medved interview. The Nico Medved interview might turn into our Jimmy Kimmel and Matt Damon, because yesterday morning I talked to Nico for 11 minutes. And I thought he was great. Gophers just defeated Iowa. He was ebullient. He was providing answers. He was chuckling.
He loves your stuff. That's what I've heard.
I think he has no idea who I am, but he just did the interview. And
likely.
We were going to play it yesterday. Well, then obviously we couldn't play yesterday. Then we're trying to figure out when we'd play it today. And dang it. Now I just received news that our 135 guests may not be available. So now the Nico Medved interview may lift.
Could be the light of day.
Could be the light of day. But we have to react to this.
Yeah. That was strong.
I thought it was strong when he said extraordinarily disappointing. Then I thought I was being fairly direct, and he said, get out of here with this politeness. Getting the BCA out of this investigation, this is a disgusting decision. This is two-time Republican appointee Tom Heffelfinger. I didn't just interview Ilhan Omar. Bernie Sanders wasn't on the line. And by the way, almost all the U.S. attorneys, by the way, almost all, they may be appointed by Republicans or Democrats, but almost all of them are universally respected. Our guy Lugar, I talked to a lot of lawyers. I'm looking for one who doesn't think Andy Lugar is a great attorney. I'm looking for the first person to tell me Tom Heffelfinger's not a great attorney. By the way, despite what Tim Walz says, Joe Thompson, great attorney. Dan Rosen, I'll just go by Andy Lugar. Andy Lugar said, politically we're different, but I think he's a very good attorney. Me, without knowing anything, do I think Dan Rosen made this decision? Hell no. Somebody from D.C. called him, tapped him on the shoulder, and said, Dan, don't let Minnesota involved. We want this run exactly how we're going to run it. And in fact, we're going to have the vice president come out for 30 minutes like he did and defend the agent. Now, somebody might come back and say, what about Jacob Fry? He was everywhere yesterday, including the opening press conference we carried. And he said, if they try to spin it, that's BS. And then Jacob's kind of playing both sides here. Okay? Because then in other interviews, he says, including with Jason, well, I don't want to prejudge the case. Hello? You can't say if they're trying self-defense, that's BS. And he didn't say BS. By the way, I heard him say the F word on about 30 different outlets last night. Okay, so if you think we're the only ones, we're not. And they kept repeating over and over and over again last night. The world is different in electronics. It just is. And we need to adapt. If you're telling me 0 to 100, how independent do I think this investigation is going to be on the fact that a woman is gone? And 0 is there will be no independence at all? Or 100, it will be exactly what we want? I got it at about 2. Because I still believe there are high number of high quality FBI agents. But in the end, whether it's Pam Bondi, no, forget Pam Bondi, they're just going to do whatever Donald wants, whatever the dictator wants. This is his law firm, the DOJ. Tom Heffelfinger's right. This is a disgusting decision. Agree or disagree? Call away 651-461-9226.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake, delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Unfortunately, our friend Tony Adams, who's joined us a lot, who wasn't a good Minneapolis police officer, was a tremendous Minneapolis police officer, and the city is not in as good a position without Tony. And Tony's been out with us a lot, and he's sharp, and he's experienced, and he's been involved in cases like yesterday. Unfortunately, Tony can no longer come on. I would have loved to have Tony on the show, but understand that he cannot make it. All right, go ahead. Let's start the text here because a lot are coming in. Why shouldn't the BCA be a part of it? Like, and somebody said, well, you sure changed your tune from yesterday. I've adjusted a little bit. I will fully admit that. Because I learned more and more about policies of the DHS and of endless agencies all across the country in law enforcement. But I also understand the split-second adrenaline rush and mistakes can happen. DHS policy is crystal clear unless under extraordinary circumstances you don't shoot in a moving vehicle, including the fact of who else can be harmed if now the individual has no control of the vehicle? And sadly, she didn't. Seen more of the videos, Dave, showing if you want to somehow say, and I get how some people can say, I really get it, how they can say, maybe the individual, Jonathan Ross, we know the name, didn't have enough of an angle to judge how much he was turning. And in these, I mean, it all happened like that. Okay, so if you want to attempt to defend him on through the front, I'll listen on that. I will. Blair Anderson with us yesterday. St. Cloud police chief for a long time, huge friend of this show. He was like, I don't know. Like, he was trying to be really open-minded, like, it's hard for me to judge. And, like, Blair said some of, hey, you can have all these policies all you want, but under those circumstances. But you know what? When you then keep shooting into an open window right at the person's head at that point. And when you're now away from the car, and I also understand, I'm trying to show deference to split second. And the fact that we would find out this person was dragged months ago by a vehicle, we're supposed to assume that that just completely left his head. It didn't. If I don't care how long you've been in ICE or law enforcement, Dave, if that happened to you months before, as somebody, I mean, I got a lot of faults, but I'm a pretty good compartmentalizer. There's one part of my life that I was the worst compartmentalizer ever, and that part still haunts me today, literally haunts me today. That's not going to be in an officer's mind when all of a sudden a vehicle is backing up. In theory, it shouldn't be, right? You could say, well, if you can't put that aside, should you really be there? We really going to do that?
Well, you could also make the argument that's something you shouldn't put aside.
Yeah.
That's experience to learn from.
Yeah. And use a taser in that case before. Also, seeing this, that John Miller used to be on the show a lot. I wish we could get John back on. But John Miller cited like 20 different agencies where, guess what you don't do? You don't get in front of a car. And the ICE officer, Ross, and the other person who's approaching, this is a parked vehicle. Should not be there. Let me be crystal clear. She shouldn't decide, I'm going to park diagonal in the middle of the road, and I'm going to try to cause this from not happening. And I'm the one, by the way, says, ICE, get out of here. Because if your intention is of safety, it's not working. All that's working is intimidation and going up to somebody who isn't white. That's what they're doing. Is there a reason to ask this person? You know what the reason is? They don't look like a white guy from Channy. Okay, so let me go to Menards or let me go to an Uber driver. That person's got some melanin in their skin. Where's your ID? That's America. That's the America we all want to live in. Really? That is not the America I want to live in. And now you're telling me, because we're going to pause here, you're telling me you think Donald Trump is going to be objective on this. Do I think Jacob Frey is objective on it? I do not. I'm not running from that in any way. I'm calling him out from saying, if they try to spin it, it's literally, he said, the full thing, BS. But then also, in numerous interviews, including with Jason, podcastable, I don't want to prejudge the case. Jacob's prejudging the case, right? I mean, come on. That's crystal clear.
Yeah, of course he does.
I mean, that's crystal, crystal clear. But you're telling me, Donald Trump, who just tells Pam Bondi what to do, doesn't try any independence anyway. And by the way, if you can say Merrick Garland, why didn't Merrick Garland start investigating Donald Trump right away? If Joe Biden, if it was just a vendetta tour, because if Merrick Garland starts investigating and hires Jack Smith right away, I think there's a 99.99% chance Donald Trump is not the president.
Very different America today.
And I don't know who he is, because Joe Biden, in my view, was incapable of the job. So I hope it wasn't him again. I didn't think he could hold up the last year or two. Do I think he could hold up now? So I don't know who would be the president. But if Biden had the puppeteer things, he would have told Garland, special prosecutor, get that guy Jack Smith. And by the way, I'll donate whatever amount of money to a charity fund that goes right to Donald Trump, okay? If Jack Smith can question Donald Trump on TV for 2 hours, please give me that opportunity. Do you want to tell me that you think the Donald Trump DOJ, the Donald Trump-led Cash Patel-led FBI, is going to be completely independent when Trump's lied about it, Kristi Noem lied about it, and the vice president just spent 30 hours saying the ICE agent acted appropriately? Really? We can't have the BCA involved also? Come on. That's where Madeline and I disagree. Great respect for Chris. I don't doubt the veracity of what he's saying about the Lonergan case. Mary Moriarty was wrong. This show called it out from day one. Not the only ones. Called it out from day one. But I trust the BCA because they've been bipartisan for years. Let's have both accounts. But no, we're going to have the Donald Trump investigation, which won't be objective in any way. What do you want to say? I'm going to read texts and take your calls. 651-461-9226. Next.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Let's go to your calls first. Mike Freeman, former Hennepin County attorney at 205. Jason's going to join us at 235. Jason was excellent yesterday. I'll just say as a personal side, I think our coverage on the station yesterday was exemplary. And by the way, I'm the one who will poke fun at our station, including myself, on a regular and daily basis. Have I mentioned this company owes Dave Aragon money? Have I mentioned that recently?
I think you have.
Okay. Have I mentioned that our app is atrocious? The building stinks. Okay. So the idea that I'm just a puppet of this place is nonsense. But I thought from Adam and Susie and Laura and Mark Fry and what we did and what Jason did with guests and including listeners, I thought was very good. I really do. Let me put my shoulder back in socket, apparently. Gail, go ahead. Thanks for listening, Gail. You're on CCO.
Hi. I just viewed the video, and why would an intelligent ICE agent stand in front of a car and think he would stop it? And Christy Noem turns it around and says, well, it was a vehicle weapon. Well, anybody in the right mind would never stand. You would move to the side. But as the shots, they were, our first one was very close to the bar coming down on the windshield and then through the driver's side. So I'm really disappointed that we're not being investigated with our own state investigators.
Thank you, Gail. I appreciate that. I think she reflects a significant portion of the audience, but clearly not all. Let's see where Tom stands on this. Tom, I'm glad you're listening. I hope you're well. Go ahead. You're on CCO.
Yes. First of all, congratulations to your father for getting into this Hall of Fame.
Thank you. I've not, I don't think we have. We talked about that on here yet?
I don't think we have.
Yeah.
You're ashamed.
No. Can I just take a little privilege since you mentioned that? So my father, by the National Sports Media Association, I received a text the other day saying that he, who else is in? It's Greg Gumbel. It's James Brown. It's Adrian Wojnarowski.
That's a big group.
Right? That's so this is Hall of Fame because if you join the organization, you are eligible to be sports broadcaster and sports writer of the year. They had two excellent selections in Phil Miller, who did great work at the Pioneer Press, and the Star Tribune, and Mike Grimm. I'm just going to say I listened to Mike Grimm and Al Nolan for most of the second half of the Northwestern game. As a guy who still misses play-by-play every day, they were riveting. It was great. So to have the conversation with Dave Gorin and for him to tell me he was close to a unanimous vote, and I was touched. I know what it would mean to my father. I know my father would probably go there and take credit for Greg Gumbel's career, James Brown's career, Andrew Wojnarowski's career. But I miss him a lot, and that's a great honor. So, Tom, thank you so much for bringing that up. What do you want to say about what we're talking about?
Well, I'm 70 years of age. I still work full time. My wife will tell you I don't have all the answers, but there's a couple things that have been bothering. They want the feds to cooperate in the investigation and stuff. Well, first of all, let's just find out where the investigation ends, because we all have egg on our face at the end. You know, if it all depends how you want it to come out. It could be, you know, a good turnout for some and not for others. But anyway, if they want cooperation, how come when they catch illegals that have committed crimes and are sitting in jail, why do the courts and Hennepin County attorney, why do they let them go? How come they don't contact ICE and cooperate with them? Now ICE has to go out into the neighborhoods and root around and dig them out when they were sitting right there.
The decision has been made that in building relationships with the community, that they want individuals, whether you're here, let's use the terms legally or illegally, and some do not prefer the term illegally, but I'm using this case, that they want to have some sort of relationship with you so there is communication back and forth. If I trusted this federal government more than I do, then I would want more cooperation. I would want, if it was a George W. Bush administration, if it was a Ronald Reagan administration, I'm using Republican examples, I would want greater communication. I don't trust Prime Minister Stephen Miller or President Donald Trump in this area. I don't.
Understood. But when Obama deported 4,000 out of the state,
right, 4,000.
There was no protesting or something like that.
He deported millions. The state still wasn't working with the city of Minneapolis and most cities still were not working with the federal government then. Thank you. I appreciate it, sir. And thank you very much for the kind comments. Let's run a lot of text here. Has the phone on the left hand been addressed yet? Okay, you saw that. I saw that as the day went along. Ross, who shoots, has a phone in his hand, which tells you how this escalated so fast, right? Where they're just thinking, okay, we're going to get this car out of the way, and we're going to continue doing what we're doing. And all the panic, all the mistakes escalated into what took place. That's my indication of why the cell phone was in the hand, right? Just no expectation of in any way getting to where it was. But does that question the complete concentration? I get how some people are going to think that. I'm going to need to see another video to think that Ross, as he's coming around to the front, is literally looking at his phone and wasn't looking at Renee Good in the car, right?
Yeah, we don't know. I mean, it speaks to perhaps he was being a little casual at the time regarding the situation, not expecting it to escalate. And it did.
Edge gave me, Chad, what federal officer involved in shooting has also been investigated by local authorities. Do the locals decided, followed by the feds, or disregarded? I'm just going by, well, I'll include Colonel Jacobson, who, and Adam carried that press conference with the governor, where he said, there are times when you are involved. So to say that the BCA is never involved is not true. And then, come on, let's just be objective. Even if you believe Donald Trump's the greatest president ever. He's already lied about the case. He continued to lie in a New York Times interview today when they were showing a video. Kristi Noem has been lying about the case continuously. And J.D. Vance just gave a 30-minute dissertation on where they stand. I don't think Jacob Fry is objective either. But the BCA should be involved. And again, Tom Heffelfinger, Republican appointed twice, called the decision. And we know what the decision was. Probably Bondi just calling Dan Rosen and say, tell the locals they're out. I don't think this is what really Dan Rosen wanted to do. Maybe we'll find out. Dan Rosen, I know if you've called Dan Rosen, we would like to have Mr. Rosen on the show. He could answer this question. No Nico interview. I thought you said 135. Yeah, we're just going to keep pushing this on. We may play that July 12th.
It'll be just as relevant then as it is today.
Yeah, I mean, the season will be done. Nico will be golfing. All the players will be gone. They'll be in the portal.
But what a win over Iowa.
Exactly. We're gonna play it most likely tomorrow, but God knows what's going to happen. Right? I mean, Tom Heffelfinger kind of changed things, and I want to get people involved. Hi, Chad. Did it occur to you that the victim not intentionally interfered with law enforcement, that she would be alive? God bless her, but she put herself in a very dangerous position. Why didn't she just comply? I get the people in and out, but how many times have I said that in the last almost 5 hours on the radio? 8, 9, 10? She should not have put her vehicle in that spot. She should not have done that. And then when they said, get out of the vehicle, she should have got out of the vehicle. You then are allowed to judge decisions after that. George Floyd should not have resisted arrest. Okay? Crystal clear. Derek Chauvin did use training from MPD. You know what the training never said? 30 seconds, a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes. Disregard another officer. 6 minutes, 7 minutes, 8.5 minutes. Our guy, Maddle, we agree on a lot. We don't agree on Derek Chauvin. We don't. So you can judge things in total. And also, you can judge each officer. Like I said, there are a lot of ICE officers who I bet are high-quality individuals. They're your neighbors, and they're doing a good job. But then you see those bullies, okay? I still believe that's a smaller percentage. Just like the protesters. Most protests are pretty good. But those clowns who were throwing snowballs and banging on vehicles and damaging vehicles, I call them out also. It's not that difficult to not generalize in society. We all can do it.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.